This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome into First Take, brought to you by Harrah's New Orleans, a Caesars reward destination. That coffee at least starting to hit for me, Jeff.
I don't know. That intro feels like he gave a lot more effort on your name than he did on my name. Yeah.
Like coming out the tunnel, high-fiving everybody.
Yeah, like you're Jordan. I'm Pippen here, but that's
just
fine.
As important, a key role player, obviously.
Sure, I don't think they're winning those titles. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
We're here for a preseason finale, game number 3 for the Black and Gold and for the Tennessee Titans, who will wrap things up here today in the Caesars Superdome. Obviously, everyone's happy for the end of preseason play as we get a week off next week in NFL action, at least, that mini bye week before action starts for the Black and Gold. Week 1 against the Carolina Panthers. And I don't know if you saw any of the highlights. Bryce Young having a pretty solid showing his final outing.
Are they highlights? I don't call it preseason highlight. I just call it preseason stuff. Like, it's not – anyway. But, no, he had a touchdown pass, which, you know, hopefully that's the last one he throws for a few weeks. Because I don't
get a little confidence so he can just be dashed when he comes here.
Bryce is in an interesting situation, and I always feel like we go into year 2 with the number 1 overall pick, and everyone's decided, like, oh, Bryce isn't good. And it's like, how do you know that? How have you decided that already? You know, and it's strange because we were talking to Anthony Richardson in the break, and it's like everyone seems to have decided that Anthony Richardson is the answer.
He's like the next Mahomes.
It's just strange to me how quickly we come to these determinations of, like, yeah, the Panthers were hot garbage last year at every position. Like, why would you expect a quarterback to star in that scenario? And C.J. Stroud, I think, was in a much better position to succeed. And that's why, like, sometimes you talk about, oh, well, you know, well, we picked this guy number 1, like, and C.J. goes number 2. C.J., while he probably, you know, the cachet of going number 1, the excitement of going number 1 is probably something he would have wanted, he ended up in a way better position than Bryce did. And we never talk about that. We never talk about the situation you're going to, as opposed to, like, well, he was always an undersized quarterback, and now we're seeing that. And it's – I don't know if that's why you watch him out there and he looks like a child playing among men. But that was always going to be the case. He's tiny. But, like, Kyler was the same way. Kyler won Rookie of the Year, and everyone decided Kyler's the answer. And now he has this massive contract. He hasn't done anything since. So we'll see with Bryce. I'm hopeful for Bryce.
I appreciated Cam Jordan's comments when he got interviewed by Kay Adams, saying, little Bryce.
Little Bryce. He's little. He's a little guy.
looking at our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, talking about some quarterback situation from 0463 we got, Jeff. Good morning, guys. Love the early show. Michael from South Lafourche. What's y'all's opinion on the backup quarterback situation? I personally love Rattler.
Yeah, a lot of people love Rattler. There's a Rattler hive going on, you know, rattlesnake.
We've kind of talked about this. There's something about the guy's aura that people are latching onto.
I've gotten better at my Rattler sound effect. No, it's a rattle. It's good. There it is. But, yeah, you know, Rattler, you know, he's got great arm talent. And I think people get caught up in the arm talent, and they, especially when coming out of college, because there's just, like, arm talent at the college level is so important. You know, I would say, like, the way I always phrase it, like at the college level, arm talent is like 60% of the equation. Everything's simpler. The defenses are simpler. The concepts you're running are simpler. You're asked to do a lot less. You're operating out of the shotgun almost exclusively. And then you get to the NFL, and it becomes everyone's got arm talent. Now, some people have a little better arm talent. Like you talk about a Josh Allen, like his arm talent is elite, but that's not alone going to get you where you need to go. That becomes like 20-25% of the equation in the NFL, and it's a lot accuracy. More about accuracy, but I put that with arm talent, right? It becomes more about where to go with the ball, understanding what the defense is doing. Everything's faster. You got to get stuff there on time. You got to get the ball out on time. Your footwork has to be
processing,
on point,
right?
You have to understand how to navigate the pocket, how to extend plays, when to extend plays, when to scramble. And one of the things that's bugged me with Rattler, and it's a criticism, but it's a young player criticism, is you get happy feet. And I've seen him a little bit too much. And you saw it in the 49ers game. That fumble, I think, was a product of he didn't trust the pocket around him. He tried to scramble. The scramble got cut off, and then he kind of got lost, and the ball got knocked out. And, you know, you look at the protection. The protection wasn't good. But that's just something that a young player has to learn, has to pick up. And that's why when I look at this scenario and you see a second-year player who looks a little bit more comfortable, who you're looking at and saying, if I had to pick one of these guys to be my backup, to go in, and I keep using this example, but it's the perfect example. You have a 17-0 lead, and you got to play the second half of this game. Which guy do I look at and say he has the better chance of going out and winning that game? Because that's important. That's the difference between the Saints.
Flashback last year to the Green Bay game, I guess.
Yeah, that's the reference, right? You go in, if you go and win that game, you're in the playoffs. You win 10 games. You host the Eagles. You probably win. You're talking about a team that might be in the divisional round of the playoffs versus a team that's saying, can we get back to the playoffs after 3 years out? Like, that's the difference. And so that's what you look at for the backup quarterback. You're not talking about who has the best chance to develop into a starter down the road. And I'd say it's Rattler, if that was the question. The question is, who do I trust more to go into a game and win it?
In an emergency situation, right.
Like, I always go back to Trevor Siemian. Like, Trevor Siemian is the most effective backup quarterback in terms of actually coming in and winning a game in relief that the Saints have had in a long time, because he did it twice in that year. He beat the Bucs in that game Jameis went down. He beat the Falcons in Week 18 in the game Taysom Hill started and went down in. And at the time, that got you to 9-8.
Trevor Siemian, the closer.
Yeah, and you thought, well, yeah, but like that's what you're looking at as a backup quarterback. Now, who is the better starter?
Gotcha.
That's a different question. The games he started, they lost. But you don't pick your backup quarterback based on, oh, if they have to start a game, will we win? Because I wouldn't be surprised if you say, hey, Jake Haener's our backup quarterback, and then if you get into a scenario where you have to start a guy, it becomes a different conversation. But so right now, when I look at Jake, I see a guy who's a little bit more confident, who seems to trust the offense a little bit more. And if I have to throw somebody into a very high-pressure scenario, I would prefer it to be him. And we'll see today, I think.
Right. This is going to be all about the Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener show today.
Yeah, and like last year in the finale, he threw like, what, 2-3 interceptions. He was spamming Lucas Kroll the ball, and they eventually figured it out, and they started picking it off.
Kroll's in Denver now?
He was in Denver. I'm not sure if he's still there.
Yeah,
but that
you.
Is where he went with Sean Payton.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So that's where I'm at right now. And you know, it's Spencer has had really, really nice moments. Like, if I had to pick, like, the top 10 throws of camp in terms of just, like, beautiful ball, beautiful touch, beautiful location, he'd probably have six of them, right? But it's not all about that. It's about processing. It's about, you know, being ready right now. And I don't think there's any shame in being able to say, hey, he's not ready to start at the NFL level right now. He's not the guy that you would have the backup at, as
backup.
And
wasn't expected to ever.
Well, I mean, I think that you do have high expectations for him. And
sure,
you feel like, you know, talking about a guy you drafted in the fifth round and being able to say at this point, still, hey, I could see him being a starter at the NFL level. I never said that about Ian Book. Right? You know, I don't think anyone ever said that about Garrett Grayson.
Right.
Guys like that.
Definitely
so
not.
Even by those standards, I think he's ahead of the curve. And I think if you're the Saints, you have the luxury of actually having a dude in his second year who, you know, I don't want to throw a rookie in there and have him completely torpedo any confidence he's been able to gain, because he's behind a struggling offensive line. He's in an offense that I wouldn't say is loaded with playmakers. Now, with Jake, I'm not saying you throw him to the wolves, but I feel better about him being able to navigate that. So that's where I'm at in the backup conversation.
To me, I think a lot of folks are getting way too hyped, though, over they consider Spencer Rattler this more mobile option.
He is the more mobile option.
Over Haener, I think they're both kind of, they are mobile, but no one's really looking to tuck and run it.
Yeah, I'd say Jake's mobility is more along the lines of Derek's mobility, in that, like, I think their reason, they're not unathletic people. But they're not looking to run.
Right.
I think with Spencer, you see a little bit more of the, hey, I can actually get out and run the ball and pick up positive yardage. You saw it against the Cardinals.
On the touchdown, right.
Yeah, so like, I don't think Jake or Derek is scoring a touchdown in that scenario, to put it that way. So, you know, in that sense, yes, he can generate a little bit more with his legs. But I sometimes wonder if it's the best option in some of the scenarios that he's running. And anytime I see a quarterback scrambling in training camp at a high level, I look at that as a negative, because I want to see in camp, I want to see you go through your progressions, I want to see you work through the offense, and scrambling in a practice where they can't hit you just feels cheap, in my opinion. And I don't know, I've always felt that way. I felt that way when Taysom was competing for the job, and it's like, yeah, Taysom in a game would run here, but I know he can run. I don't need you to prove to me you can run. I need you to prove to me that you can run the offense, and I think there's a difference there.
Looking at this quarterback situation, is there any instance, probably not today, but obviously during the season, where Taysom Hill gets some snaps, and not just in those gadgety packages?
Taysom. I love me some Taysom. Happy birthday, by the way.
Today?
It was on Friday.
Oh,
they
okay.
sang him happy birthday on the field at the end of practice. But no, Taysom, we've seen a good number of quarterback reps from him in camp. They've mostly been runs. And a few of them have been in the red zone, which I found interesting, because I would think that you would, if you're going to try to fool somebody with a Taysom QB rep, it wouldn't be in the red zone when they're already giving you their heavy personnel anyway. But
I guess it's kind of like the tush-push. Go ahead and stop it. We dare you.
Yeah, I think we've gone back to early Taysom to some extent, like 2017 Taysom, where if he's throwing a pass, it's going to be a complete misdirection. Like, you're trying to catch him in a heavy look, as opposed to the last couple of years where it's been a little bit more, you know, designed. The question for me is with Taysom, and we've seen it this year more than any other year, does he wear two gloves or does he wear one glove? Because there's been times that I've seen him drop balls that I'm just like, if he was wearing two gloves, I think he catches that, you know? And but I don't think he likes to throw with a glove on. So does it become a tell if you're saying, oh, he's going to...
I see him.
Yeah, well, if he goes out there with one glove, wouldn't you be like, hey, this is a... he's going to throw.
It's a passing play,
you
right?
You know, so we're going to be alert for the throw. And I've never seen him necessarily working on throwing with a glove on. So I don't know. It's a stupid thing, but it's also like, if you're going to have him throw passes and you have him run out there with two gloves, wouldn't that be a tell that he can't... that he's going to not throw because he has two... Anyway, I don't know how they're going to work that in. But he's going to get a lot of action, and I think he's going to get used at the quarterback spot, just maybe not as extensively as we've seen in the past. I think he's going to get more handoffs this year than we've ever seen.
Yeah, we've been basically seeing a lot of that fullback position out of Taysom.
Yeah, tosses, handoffs, motion where he gets the ball. Like, you're going to get him the ball. I just think it's going to look a little different this year than maybe that kind of straightforward QB power. And they're still going to run QB power, but I just don't think you're going to see it nearly as often.
When we get back from the break, we're going to get into some of our sound from tight end Foster Moreau. I figure we might say a few snaps from him in this game. Question, though, as we head to break, Jeff, what about Juwan Johnson? I know we talked about it a little bit before we went on air, but will we see him get some reps as he's returning back from injury? Is there kind of still too soon to get him into game action?
Juwan?
Yeah.
I would be surprised, but I wouldn't hate it. You know, I think he's ready to get out there and maybe get a couple plays in. But if we do see him, it would be not a lot.
Going to take a break. When we get back from First Take, we'll get into that sound of Foster Moreau, the tight end. We're here on the Harrah's New Orleans Caesars Rewards Destination First Take Show. Be back right after this on WWL.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.